Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Thursday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Alaska's two U.S. senators are condemning Russia's attack on Ukraine. Russian troops have been attacking across the country's borders since Russian troops were instructed to invade. Troops initially attacked the border from Belarus, north of the capital of Kiev, with Belarusian support. Officials in Ukraine say the attacks are targeting border forces at several eastern and northern checkpoints are with artillery, heavy equipment, and small arms. Senator Sullivan issued the following statement on the invasion of Ukraine, saying, quote, "We need to fully understand the broader implications of this invasion of Ukraine. We have entered a new era of authoritarian aggression led by Russia and China's dictators who are increasingly isolated and dangerous, driven by historical grievances, paranoid about their democratic neighbors, and willing to use military force and other aggressive actions to crush the citizens of such countries." Senator Sullivan said these dangerous dictators, Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping, are increasingly working together to achieve their aggressive goals. Senator Sullivan spent the last week with key allies in Munich, Brussels, and London. Meanwhile, Senator Murkowski released the statement which reads, quote, "Our worst fears in this crisis have been realized. Russia invaded Ukraine and is committing acts of war against an innocent people. This unprovoked action has no place in the 21st century. It's a grievous violation of international law and long-standing norms, and I fear it will lead to a massive devastation and a catastrophic loss of lives." Murkowski said this invasion came with a clear view formed over the course of years and only reinforced in recent months. And for more details on those comments from the senators and from the congressmen and the latest development from ABC News, log on to RadioKenai.com. Alaskans are gearing up to pay a price for the attack on Ukraine from Russia, with analysts predicting increased gasoline prices and even higher inflation. Oil prices soared after the attack as the Brent crude oil index hit $100 per barrel for the first time since 2014, which could translate to higher gas prices. According to Rebecca Jarvis of ABC News, for every dollar the price of oil goes up, the price of a gallon of gas goes up 1.5 cents per predicting $4 a gallon for regular gasoline in the near future. Larry Persley, federal coordinator with Alaska Natural Gas Transportation Projects, explains to KSRM how much of the sanctions on Russia and the conflict with Ukraine will impact Alaska.
It impacts state revenues. Look, the North Slope oil production is about 0.5% of global oil. Global oil is close to 100 million barrels a day. We produce 500,000. So we do not drive the market. All Alaska crude, or 99% of it, is either refined in Alaska or in on the West Coast. So it all stays in the U.S. Predominantly. How this is affecting us is more state revenue, higher prices at the pump. But it's not like Conoco or Hilcorp can instantly double production on the North Slope.
Personally, was asked if this conflict could lead to $5 or $6 a gallon gasoline.
I think we're getting near the peak, or there may be a little spike, but I don't anticipate $5 or $6. I really don't. That's not to say 4.25 is wonderful, but I don't see it going that high, absent some all-out war in Europe, in which case the price at the pump is going to be the least of our problems.
A U.S. Coast Guard law enforcement boarding team discovered illegally caught fish 12 nautical miles northeast of Kodiak on Saturday. The crew of Coast Guard cutter Bailey Barco, homeported in Ketchikan, boarded the 38-foot fishing vessel Competition and discovered 18 halibut and one ling cod on board that were retained while the season was closed. The crew seized the catch and issued violations for possession of halibut during a closed fishery, operation beyond 3 nautical miles with an expired hydrostatic release, and not having a current commercial fishing vessel safety examination. The cutter crew transferred the seized catch to NOAA Office of Law Enforcement Officers in Kodiak. Lieutenant Brian Williams, Bailey Barco's commanding officer, released a statement saying, "Working with our partners in the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, our enforcement efforts help the many legitimate Alaskan fishermen we encounter on a daily basis, ensuring nobody gains an unfair competitive advantage at the expense of biological sustainability. The illegal retention of fish is being investigated by NOAA."
Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.